From there, no one knows exactly what happened, only that 13-year-old Megan woke up at about 1:15 a.m. to the sounds of a struggle. She rushed into her mom's room to find her foster sister, her mom, and a knife. Lisa Knafel had been stabbed 178 times in her head, neck, torso, and extremities. She had defensive wounds. She had tried to fight back, and some of her injuries were complex wounds where the knife had been twisted. These wounds included one on her jaw deep enough to sever her carotid artery. The knife was a 15-inch convex serrated knife, and it had been bent with the force of the attack. At this point, she was already beyond saving. Her veins had collapsed as a result of the blood loss, and she had flatlined.